6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If you want to call up and throw me off my rhythm, I don't always get to request the same week. Anyway, what a thunk it. It's supposed to be spring. First day of spring. It's the Ides of March today. First day of spring next Thursday. We might be coming out of another blizzard. Wowee. Anyway, get on with it. And I have another tune by the Ides of March, an obscure one, because I played Vehicles last week's song that everybody knows. Should have opened up with it, but hey, whatever. I do what I want. These are the Desperate Hours.
king of rock and roll. When you know I'm used to stay, I don't need no rank again. It's when it's time to shake that chain. You better pull your things together, routine, and dust it out. And if you feel that your dance can't dig it, then I guess you know the route. It ain't a matter of hope for me, gonna justify your soul. Just a doll ain't no boogie woogie. I'm the king of a rock and roll.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Everybody! There is a meeting, there is a meeting, there is a meeting, there is a meeting, there is a meeting here tonight, there is a meeting here tonight, there is a meeting here tonight, there is a meeting here tonight. Well, there's a meeting here tonight, there's a meeting here tonight, I can tell by your friendly face that there's a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight, there's a meeting here tonight, I can tell by your friendly face there's a meeting here tonight.
Well, I went down in the valley one day,
a meadow Satan on my way, what do you reckon, oh Satan did say, they turned back, young man, you're too young to pray, Well, there's a meeting here tonight,
I know there's a meeting here tonight,
I can tell by your tonight.
There is a meeting, there is a meeting, there is a meeting here tonight. There is a meeting, Lord, there's a meeting. There is a meeting here tonight. There is a meeting, Lord, there is a meeting. There is a meeting here tonight.
Well, there's a meeting here tonight. There's a meeting here tonight. I can tell by your friendly face that there's a meeting here tonight. Well, Satan is mad and I am glad.
Satan got mad and I am glad.
Lost a soul he thought he had.
Lost a soul he thought he had.
Satan is a liar and a conjure too.
Satan is a liar and a conjure too.
You better watch out, brother, he'll conjure you. Conjure you, conjure you. There's a meeting here tonight.
There is.
There's a meeting here tonight. I can tell by your face that there's a meeting here tonight.
There is a meeting, there is a meeting here tonight, hallelujah.
There is a meeting, Lord, there is a meeting, there is a meeting here tonight.
There is a meeting, Lord, there is a meeting, there is a meeting here tonight. There is a meeting here
time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that it takes more than good grades to get into college. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org today. This is a message brought to you by the American Council on Education, the Lumina Foundation for Education, the Ad Council, and all the smarty pantses here at WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Back me up for March is Takeshi Tarachi and the Bunnies, a track originally released on the King label in Japan in around 1967, and Tsugaru Jungarabushi. Anyway, Joe and Eddie, you just heard Joe and Eddie from the International or the American Heyday of Folk, which happened between around 1961 in 63, when folk tunes were made regular appearances on AM radio. Joe and Eddie did There's a Meeting Here Tonight, 1963 on the GNP Crescendo label. Before that, Phil Flowers and the Flower Shop channeling Dylan like a Rolling Stone. Got off the compilation, The Get Down. Came out in 2002 on Soul City. It was originally released on A&M, major label release, A&M in 1969. Before that, Crow, Don't Try to Lay No Boogie Woogie on the King of Rock and Roll. A single released in 1969 on Amaret. Mouse is how he's listed, but it's Mouse on the Traps. And A Public Execution, originally released on the Fraternity label in 1965. I got off the Nuggets box set, which came out in 1998. And we kicked off the set with The Ides of March, and a track released prior to the medley of their hits, a.k.a. Vehicle. A track called Roller Coaster. And that actually kind of had a mid-major label release. It was released on Parrot in 1966. But I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 10. Came out in the early 80s. Anyway, if you're on Facebook and admit it, you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I don't bother you too much. I just post notices for the show. But you know, there is a show and there won't be one or whatever. Usually there's 40, I can guarantee you 48 shows a year anyway. Out of the 52 weeks. Or if you want to make that bumper, and all you got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, and WMFO and all their possible combinations, then your claim to fame, or lack thereof, your name or stage name is acceptable, general geographic location or planet and all their possible combinations, make a crazy little bumper, turn it into a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Anyway, I've been talking for about 3.5 minutes. I don't think you want to listen to me much longer. These are the Desperate Hours.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:35 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard a band called the Jaywalkers, a track originally released on the Swan label in 1966. I got off the compilation of a box set, Looking Stateside, and Can't Live Without You. Well, that Al Casey, one of those guitarists like Al Caiola I'm losing my memory here. But they play a lot with big band, or recycled big band leaders on movie and television soundtracks. And they also put out their own jazz and rock compilations or compositions. This one was Jiving Around, released in 1962 on the Stacy label. For that, the Viscounts did Night Fight off the compilation Wowsville. It was originally released from the Mr. Peacock label in 1962. For that, Brian Hyland from 1968 on the Dot label. And You Better Stop and Think It Over. Well, you shake your moneymaker in that little itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Now we kicked it off with the Beatles, recorded live at the Playhouse Theatre in London, June 19th of 1963. Broadcast a week later on the BBC and Some Other Guy. 6:37 Eastern Time. Yeah, that's something queued up. Milky Edwards, the lead guitarist for the Ventures, passed away, I believe it was Sunday or Monday. So it'd be fitting that I played something by the Ventures, and all it's going to be Walk, Don't Run. Although, I'll tell you the truth, anybody who has a show of my ilk is going to be avoiding Walk, Don't Run like the plague, and Hawaii 5-0 like the plague, and play something obscure. So if I played Walk, Don't Run, it would be kind of like, you know, it would be, a welcome rest from the stuff they don't know. But anyway, I do have a track that I like off an album I've had forever. I remember a kid we hung around with. His parents were from the Greatest Generation. They had all this big band music and the Ventures. And that was my 45 years ago, my introduction to the Ventures. And I never got to see them live. Noki Edwards passed away. He's 82 years old this week. And he was actually, he would play, sit in on gigs, like right up till a few months ago. So we'll be kicking off this next set with the Ventures. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
6:47 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. This next to last set of the first hour. Just heard the Gamaguchi, something brand new from them. Track called Earthquake Sue from the CD The Gamaguchi's Return to Planet Beer. 2018 on the Eastern Prawn label. Well, that's a Beautiful Days from 1968 on the Spread City label. Yeah, Spread City label. Did City Jungle. I got out the compilation, Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 4. That was a short set. No, three longerish songs. And then Ventures. In memory of Noki Edwards, their lead guitarist, for about 50 of the 60 years they were in existence and sat in on many sets anyway in the other 10 years. And Moon Journey, I got off the LP Running Strong, came out in 1966 on Sunset, which was Liberty's budget label. I think I'm not exaggerating when I say the Ventures probably put out about 150 albums. And that's a conservative estimate. That's like with no repeats or anything of songs. Over that time. But this was released on their Liberty's budget label, Sunset. It was released on Sunset as an original release in the UK. The name of the track is Moon Journey. I mean, here I am talking about it. I'm not even telling you what the track I played. Anyway, this next set is going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
methods unsound.
Autumn is coming.